The SAT still ranks as the most popular standardized test used by college admissions offices. In 2005, complaints about the SAT's limitations led to the addition of an essay portion, a new format designed to be harder to game. But one test prep company found a way to trump the SAT and other admission exams, and it's based in China. Daniel Golden is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who covered the firm called New Oriental for Bloomberg Businessweek. We spoke with him in 2011. When the article was published.
New Oriental, it's based in Beijing, and it's the dominant company in China for preparing students there to take entrance exams to U.S. colleges, not just the SAT, but also the GREs for graduate school, the GMATs for business school, and the TOEFL, which is the test of English as a foreign language that foreign students take. And it's been amazingly successful in improving their scores. You know, students will go up several hundred points on the SATs or on the TOEFL, which is out of 120. They'll go from 65 to 90 or 45 to 80. They do so well that, you know, one would think their English would be as good as U.S. students. But when they come here, I mean, they know some English, but they struggle with understanding lectures and they struggle with their writing. And it's pretty clear it's a second language and the scores are kind of enhanced by the New Oriental effect.
How did they teach them to get past the issue of language comprehension?
There's a very exhaustive sort of database of past test questions, which are reused because standardized tests reuse questions over time to sort of ensure consistency of scores. The teachers at New Oriental, who are incentivized to make sure the students do well, they go over these database of questions and they discern patterns. So they'll figure out if certain answers have always been wrong in the past, they'll tell the students that. So the students are sometimes able to guess or get the right answer without understanding the question.
So talk about teach to the test. They're just memorizing basically patterns.
Yeah, they also memorize a lot of vocabulary words that are used on the test. And then in addition, yes, there's certain patterns. I have some funny examples in my story. There's certain words like, I think, apologize or despair.
Don't use despair.
That's always a wrong answer. Or on the grammar section, the word being, B-E-I-N-G, apparently that's, if the answer has that, that's a sign that it's wrong. And then the other thing they do for the writing part of the test is essentially they do templates. So New Oriental has the students prepare essays in advance that with just, you know, minor changes can apply to any number of questions. I mean, they'll write an essay in advance about, you know, a famous American businessman like Bill Gates or Steve Jobs or a cultural figure, you know, like Woody Allen. You know, they know what the questions are likely to be. So if the question's about describe a famous figure or write about what makes creativity or how do you want to succeed, they just take these templates and they, shift them a little and it suits the question.
Isn't that quite ironic? I mean, why were the essays created in the first place?
The essays were created in the first place, according to the College Board, because, you know, writing quality is important in college, and they wanted to get a better handle of that. And, of course, this is, to some degree, not really giving a sense of how these students will actually write when they don't have a pre-created essay. The other irony might be is there's a kind of conspiracy theory. It's never been proven, but a lot of people believe it, that one reason the College Board added the writing section may have been because they wanted to reduce a bit the scores of Asian American students who do very well on the SATs. Mm-hmm. And the concept was that in California, which was the main sort of critic of using the SATs, the Asian American scores were so high that if you had a writing section in addition to math and reading, it might bring them a little more into the same plateau as everybody else.
Wow. We're talking about New Oriental. I'm looking at your article here. Sales figures approaching $950 million, more than 200,000 students in China. What's the deal here? Why the big push to get into American colleges?
Well, there's been a big increase in the number of Chinese students coming to U.S. colleges. It's quadrupled in the last 4 years, and China's now the leading source of international students. There's desire on both sides. In China, it's considered prestigious to have an American degree. It can help you get a job afterwards. And the U.S. colleges, you know, we're coming out of this financial crisis. A lot of them are very eager to increase their revenues. And China has become increasingly affluent, and there's an awful lot of families there, particularly with the one-child policy, that can afford to pay American tuitions. So it's considered kind of a gold mine for American colleges. And the public universities, you know, they charge sort of double the in-state tuition to out-of-staters, and sometimes for foreigners they add an international surcharge. So the result is recruiting a Chinese student can be very lucrative for a U.S. college. And if their scores are good, that's all the better, because colleges like to have high rankings, and rankings are based partly on the average scores of their students.
Daniel Golden there, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of the book, The Price of Admission. We posted a link to more on the New Oriental Company's Chinese College Test Prep at wordofmouthradio.org. And stay with us. More and more electronic gadgets communicate with us using touch. We're going to get a feel for haptics when Word of Mouth continues.